T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome to Ask the Expert in North Texas here on News Radio 1080 KRLD. I'm David Rankin.
And I'm Kristen Diaz. And joining us today is Teresita Oaks. She is the Director of Community Health Programs here in North Texas with Parkland Health. And we're getting connected with you because you guys are doing a lot right now for the Hispanic community. And in particularly right now, we are celebrating Hispanic Heritage Month. And we wanted to connect with you guys and kind of share a spotlight of what you guys are doing in North Texas and Hispanic communities and how we can get that information to our listeners. So what is the latest with the health centers that you guys are implementing in certain neighborhoods?
So thank you for having us. And it's always a joy to celebrate Hispanic heritage. So one of the things that we're currently working is with our local community-based organizations, partners in the communities, where in some of these areas we have higher volume or number of individuals that are either Hispanic or other minorities. And what we do is offer health screenings, the opportunity to learn whether they might be at risk or have diabetes, hypertension. We also set up appointments for them so that they can have their mammograms. We also give, in some of these, we provide HIV screenings. And of course, we do a lot of education to help the community members to understand the meaning of chronic diseases, how to prevent them, how to treat them, and more importantly, how to self-manage your condition, because these are diseases that most likely will remain with the person for life, but you can live a healthy and normal life if you follow a good diet, a good activity or physical activity program. So nothing fancy, just something simple that we can do at home and improve our health overall.
Just a common sense medicine at home is probably the best prevention. How many organizations do you have involved in this?
Right now we have 5 organizations that work with us directly in providing the services. We meet at their location at different times, different days of the week. So we are present in different areas. Among the organizations that we work in, we have the Inspire Vision, the Janice C. Turner Recreation Center, the John C. Phelps Recreation Center, the Marillac Community Center from Catholic Charities, Oak Cliff Farmers Market. So these are just, you know, some of the locations where we're currently present, and we really encourage our listeners to come and visit us.
How is the work different at these health centers? What is the initiative behind it?
The initiative to this is first and foremost to link people to care in two ways. One is first to get them familiarized with what are those easy to do tests that can help you identify whether you are at risk or have a condition, and help them also understand what is the steps you need to take to have access to health insurance or coverage. So we do this because in many places in the south part of the county, we have higher number of individuals with these chronic diseases, but also very high volume of individuals who do not have health coverage. So we want to be sure that we educate them, we walk them through the process. We work with community health workers that are hired and recruited from these zip codes or from these communities. So most likely they know her or know him, and then it makes it easier to share the information. They speak the same language, they look alike. So if somebody you trust, somebody you feel comfortable telling your story in a way that it makes sense without being intimidated by healthcare professionals. And as we do this, we start building that rapport, we start building the trust, and then as the results come back, we give them guidance. Well, based on this, you might need to maybe just change something about your diet, improve your health, your physical activity, or maybe you do need to come and see a doctor in 2 weeks, 3 weeks, depending on the results of those blood pressure measurements or the glucose test that we do.
Is there an increased hesitancy for people in the Latino community to go into medical facilities just in general?
I don't believe it's an increased concern of coming. The challenge with a lot of these communities are they're extremely busy. A lot of these individuals have two or three jobs. Their jobs are also changing their schedule. So they don't have the consistency like us maybe to say, hey, I have the weekend, I can take a Friday off. You know, they don't have that ability. These are individuals that in many times they hold three or four jobs. They might be taking care of their parents. They have small kids or teenagers at home. So taking the time, and it's not only the time off from work, but also the time they have to invest in getting to a location. So that's why we're bringing the services to their communities to reduce that travel time, to make it a lot easier for them to come in and begin that step. So then we can work with them to prepare when is a good time for you to come, when is a good time for you to follow up with this test. They now have access to a community health worker who help them facilitate and navigate a lot of those challenges that they have to overcome to get now to a clinic.
You mentioned something earlier about trust and beating intimidation. How important is it that when you are in Black and Brown communities that you have healthcare workers that look like the community? And you also mentioned sometimes there is a language barrier, which I like to also mention that as a Latina myself, we don't all speak Spanish, but for those of us who do, it makes a huge difference to be able to have a healthcare worker or even being able to translate your labs in your language. How important is that for Parkland?
That is very important for two reasons. First, we have to recognize that healthcare in itself has a complex language. It's foreign to everybody else who doesn't work in the field. So one thing is to say, you know, you have hyperglycemia and everybody looks at you like, what? Versus saying you have high levels of sugar in your blood, right? It's a easy that people can understand that. So first, we have to take the language that they're using in the community. So, for example, in the Hispanic community, when they refer to abnormalities in their breast, they don't say mass or they call it bolitas, little balls. So that's the words that we try to use so that it makes sense to them. And also in the way that they talk about their body, we need to be able to use the same language because it makes a lot of sense to them. But also the community health workers are able to translate to us what that means. So for example, you might have somebody who says, tengo susto, which if you translate that directly from Spanish to English, it means fear. But in reality, what that translates to is anxiety. So understanding those nuances of the culture, the language, and how we express illnesses varies from one community to the other. So for us, it's very important to have those community health workers to help us, the health system, navigate those languages differences between the different cultures, because even if we're all Hispanic, there's a different approaches to how we say things depending on our heritage.
The community health centers themselves, when they're in individual neighborhoods, as you mentioned, does that make it easier for families to do this as a family affair? You know, mothers, fathers, grandmothers, grandfathers, sons and daughters to all come in and get checked out.
Absolutely, because what we have done is selected these community organizations where people are naturally gathering for their daily activities. So you're at a church for a class, for an after-school program. You're at a sports activity center to drop your child or to maybe do your own physical workout. You might also be going to a food bank to gather some goods. There's other services that are also there. So people are already going there and our presence makes it easier. I can just stop here. I'm already here. I know the people who work here are trusting Parkland. They know these other folks. So it's just a way to build trust and leverage those individuals who already have a strong presence in these communities.
And for someone who is the director of community programs, how proud are you to have something like this in North Texas? And where is your vision for more outreach here in the state?
So as Hispanic, I'm very proud because I understand the complexities of the lives of many people. I live in the southern section of the county, so I understand by personal experience. If you try to get a bus to come downtown to get healthcare, it's not easy. You have to plan 5 hours just in travel time. So to me, having this vision is really to begin creating these anchor opportunities in the community where Parkland is creating a presence. We're building trust. We take input from the community on better ways for us to provide the education, the better way to talk to them, and then create a union between community and the health system where it's seamless, right? We should be able to talk a common language that we're both learning from each other and creating that trust and really looking how in the future we can reduce the disparities that exist in the south side of the county.
That is Teresita Oaks with Parkland Health. Thank you so much for your time today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.